So you might recall a few weeks ago, I caught up with Rob Lewis to talk about the wonderful mural at Quirindi, and I thought I would chase up to find out how things are going for the Silo Art Project. Rob, how are we doing today?
Absolutely fantastic, Andrew.
That's all right.
We've been amazed by some of the support that we've had, particularly from our new local member, Dave Lazelle. He's been absolutely fantastic, and the member for Tamworth, Kevin Anderson, they've both been great in supporting us. And we've got some great news today. Just last night, we've released publicly our request for tenders. So we've got in touch now with artists across Australia and light show providers across Australia for them to put in a tender for their design and their cost and their time frame and examples of work they've already done, so that we can start to select the mural, the artwork and the light show that's going to go on the silos.
So, Rob, at this point, you haven't really settled on what you actually want depicted on the silo?
What we did, Andrew, was we got in touch with our local community, and the community said to us that they wanted something that reflected the area, the cropping in the area, the tradition, both the indigenous tradition of the area and heritage, and the European settlement traditions of the area. They wanted something that reflected the nature of the area, so the service personnel, the forces personnel, the pioneers.
Well, there's a lot to include in one picture there.
It is, yes, but and we hope, you know, no, we don't want too busy a mural,
yeah.
Okay, at all. Okay, so what we've said to the artists is we're looking for something that is a point of difference with other silos around the country, has a wow factor, but also reflects the local community from the artist's point of view.
You know what would stand out would be a huge 30-foot depiction of Barnaby Joyce's face staring down at everybody as they're going through Quirindi. What do you think about that idea, Rob?
We'd like people to visit the town. No, we've had support from Barnaby, and I'm sure that if we did put that depiction up there, people would visit the town.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they would.
Yes. So no one actually said that to us before, Andrew, so that's a unique perspective on it.
Well, I'm just here to help however I can, Rob.
Thank you very much.
When you're accepting tenders at the moment, so when do you think a decision may be made? When's your expectation?
Our tendering process closes on the 30th of August, so we're giving tenderers plenty of time to get their tenders in, and then we'll have a look at it. In the meantime, we'll be putting in applications for grants. We're still in negotiations with GrainCorp, who've been very, very supportive, and we have to put a quote in from the artist to get the final agreement of GrainCorp, and we're still in negotiations with Liverpool Plains Shire Council for them to support the project, but those negotiations have been very, very productive and supportive so far.
It's a landmark there already, and you're just enhancing it. You're making a reason for people to slow down and check out another fantastic depiction of Australian life in Quirindi.
Yeah, that's exactly correct, Andrew, and I'm sure that's the way that the councillors see it.
Yeah.
They just have to make sure that it fits in with the priorities that they have and their planning that they've got. We met with them again just a couple of weeks ago, and the meeting that we had was extremely productive.
All right. Well, maybe not Barnaby Joyce's face. Maybe a huge sunflower. Maybe that's a little bit more practical.
Well, Barnaby holding a sunflower.
There we go. Now we're working. Now we're heading right ahead. Rob, good luck with all of that, and we will keep touching base to see how this entire project works its way through until the final day that we get to see the big reveal.
Yeah, thank you very much, Andrew, and thank you for your support and the support of all your listeners.